Hello. So I have a fun industry worker story. I always see like fun stuff, but it might not be fun, but like interesting stuff on here, like what people go through. And I'm just like, damn, that never happens to me. Like, no, it happened to me the other night. So for context, I work at a sports bar and kitchen. Kids can sit on certain sides, but I mainly work in the bar area where it's only 21 and up. So I had this table, they were waiting, they had drinks and everything when they arrived and all of that. Everything was totally cool. I got their food, everything was fine. It was a band night, it was busy. Like I had about 9-10-ish tables to like keep going through and everything. And I walked by this guy, like, I don't even know, not even like 15 minutes after they got the food. And he just goes, this motherfucker goes, if you're just gonna keep forgetting my sauce, I don't even want the wings. And tried to hand them to me. He tried to hand them to me. And I'm like, I can take a hit, bro. Like, I know that, like, things happen. Like, I'm sorry. And I can take a hit. And I was just like, no, like, I will go back there right now. I'm so sorry. Like, I have other tables that I haven't even been back into the kitchen for in the first place. So, like, I can go do all of that right now. Like, I'm so sorry. This man looked at me and said, it's your fucking job. You should know that. Like, word vomit, okay? So I wasn't really even listening to him after he said it was my fucking job. Yes, it's my fucking job. I'm a person. Do you know that I'm actually a person and that, like, things like... Ah! So, I said, okay, then fine. And I took his food and I threw it away. Mind you, that is not the best response, but why is a grown man acting like a child? After this happened, I immediately went up to one of my managers and I said, hey, look, me and this guy just like really pissed each other off. And like, I just want you to know in case something happens, like whatever. Like I was very transparent about it. Like we got in a fight. I shouldn't have talked to him like that. He shouldn't have talked to me like that. Like, that point is what But I still went and served them. And I filled their drinks and stuff because I was told not to go back to the table. But no one went up to the table. So I fucking did. With a fucking clenched asshole because I was just like, hate these goddamn motherfuckers. That man was sitting there with his arms crossed the whole night, like not even talking to his girlfriend or anything. Like, bro, you are a fucking adult. I am sorry that I forgot your extra sauce. So sorry. Should I bury it? Should we throw a funeral for your lost sauce? Okay, I'm gonna be serious. But I mean, I got in trouble for it, but like, I just don't understand. Why would you talk to people like that and not expect retaliation? Like, I'm not just going to sit there and let someone talk to me like that in a restaurant setting, in a personal setting, in a fucking coffee shop setting. And if someone comes at me like that in Walmart, I'll beat your ass. Okay. So that was my first crazy restaurant experience. It's this guy cussing me out because I didn't get his sauce within a certain amount of time. And you know what? I don't give a fuck.